to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I appeared out of nowhere for my wine review with my Italian wine that I have for today. And this one I was kind of looking forward to because it's a Chianti blend. So it's from Tuscany. And you know, when I was in the Tuscany region, I think it was last year or the year before. Anyway, the blends are just amazing. So when I brought a couple back, I knew that that's when I did want a blend, a Chianti-like blend, I knew which kind of a wine that I want. So the blend normally is a high percentage of Sangiovese and a little Merlot. So most of the time you get that blend, you get a blend of that. That's usually when your Toscanas and different types of Italian wines from that region comes from. So anyway, but I'm always excited when I'm having something with a really, really acidic red wine sauce. And I always go to my go-to wine. So this one is called a San Pietro in Avanano Toscana Rosso Chianti blend. So I wanted this one. I wanted it because I wanted the acidity and everything to actually go with that. And I wanted something that I can say, hey, look, it goes great with what I'm eating, what I'm going to eat. So this one was a really good one. So now let's look at this. We're looking at this and the flavors and the thickness and everything that goes with this. It's like really, really amazing. So I wanted to show this. And, you know, I kind of really enjoy the look and feel of all of that. So, as you see it, I want to try to get a good whiff, get the aromas pouncing out of that. And it's typical. It should be typical that those same type of plums, those actual cherries, kind of like cedar, wood off in that way, and very, very acidic. So it's going to get you some of that when you taste it. But let's take a drink. No, let's take a whiff out of this. So here's one thing with the Chianti blends as well. They're not really jumping out you like a Sangiovese. Sangiovese has like prominent, it's really, it's jumping out at you. But I really like Sangiovese's. But when I want something smoother, I go with that. So you get some fruitful flavors out of this, but very subtle, very subtle. So if you want that with a lot of acidity or whatever out of it, this is a good one from that. So I'm getting that. I'm not getting a lot out of it. So let's take a drink from this. Very tannic as well. So you're getting a lot of tannins out of that because it's heavy on my tongue. And I like that. I like that, especially when I'm just drinking it on my own and you're just drinking a couple of that and you're looking at those two and say, what do I do from that? I like that. The acidity isn't as much as a straight Sangiovese either because I don't get that. You see my face turn up like, that's a lot of acidity in there. But that's not what I'm getting from that. So I really like that as well. So when you're looking at that, it's a good, good, smooth Chianti or Toscana blend. I'm not gonna get into the Toscana or Chianti where they determine what is what from the two, but this one is really good. It's a $24.99 bargain price. So you're getting a bargain price for $24.99. So it's really a high-end type a wine, and it tastes that way too. It actually tastes that way. So I wanted to get some more expensive wines that I'm paying $30 and actually $40 for, but this was like a 40 plus blend that I got for like $24.99, and I really wanted to get a couple of those. So when I start drinking those low-cost wines, I really wanted to go with the expensive ones. So sometimes, you know, we just had the Trader Joe's off to my left. the Trader Joe's, and now wanted to get into something expensive. Now, the Trader Joe's I really enjoyed, but I tell you what, the Toscana beats it hands down, because the complexities, the slight acidity, the tannins right there, the actual flavor is right there. So the flavor that I got on here is like a dark berry. So you're getting a dark berry, you're getting different kinds of cherry-based berry tastes from that. But it's right there, and it's not as dry as I thought it would have been too, but very, very good. So this is highly recommended. This is the San Pietro in Avenano, Toscana Rosso. So that's what I'm getting with. So I hope you enjoy this one. If you're really looking to invest a little money into trying to buy something that's flavorful and recommend to friends that you can work with and go from that, this is a really good wine. So this was a highly recommended. So I held a lot of these, so I felt good with that too. Urban Wine Life, go to urbanwinelife.com or go to Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube so you can see everything. You know, I always have a YouTube/podcast, so you get them both. So I try to get them both. Or urbanwinelife.com, so you can get them both on there too. So if you go to the wine review, it'll tell you, boom, one from here, hit listen to the podcast, or watch the YouTube. So, and I'm on every download for, every download for podcasts. So it's not going to be hard for you to find, either on the Bougie Black Brother or Urban Wine Life. So anyway, thank you for stopping by, and we'll see you next Friday, because it's every Friday. We'll see you next Friday on Urban Wine Life.